Chapter 3. Jimmy's Birthday. Jimmy's story continued to appear on the paper.
This is incredible,
David thought. He was curious to read more about Jimmy.
The 10th of October, 1906. My birthday yesterday was marvellous. When I arrived home, there was a birthday cake on the table with 13 candles on it. I received a fantastic birthday present, a paintbrush and a box of paints. Mum sold her bracelet to get money for the present. She knows that I love drawing. I'm sorry about the bracelet. It was the only one my mother had. But I love the paints. We didn't have a party because Dad was ill, but I painted pictures of my family. I showed them to the art teacher today, and in her opinion, I've got a lot of talent. Dad's cough is very bad, but he returned to work in the mine this morning. He doesn't want to lose his job because the family needs the money. Alan started work at the mine today too. It was dark when they went to work, and it will be dark after work too. They finish work very late. Now Alan won't have time to meet his friend or read books anymore. Poor Alan. I must work in the mine after my 14th birthday, but I don't want to work there. I want to continue at school and study art.
Poor Alan. He's only 14. I'll be 14 soon. I can't imagine working in a horrible, dark mine all day.
We've got a new history teacher at school called Mr. Finley. He's got a big stick and he's often very angry. Paul Walker and Henry Adams had a fight at school today. Mr. Finley was very angry and he hit them with his stick. After that, everybody was very quiet and good. I don't like Mr. Finley, but his lessons are interesting. This week, we're learning about the Wright brothers. They invented a flying machine. It's incredible. Their flying machine was in the air for half an hour.
David continued reading Jimmy's story. The pen moved very quickly and a picture started to appear.
Wow!
Shouted David. He was very surprised.
The pen is drawing the flying machine.